This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government today convened an all-party meeting on the issue of Bangladesh. During the meeting in New Delhi, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar briefed the leaders about the ongoing developments in Bangladesh. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated the unanimous support and understanding that was extended in the all-party meeting. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, and Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda were present in the meeting. Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, TMC Leader Sudeep Bandopadhyay, NCP SP Leader Supriya Sule, RJD Leader Meesa Bharti, SP Leader Professor Ram Gopal Yadav and TR Balu of DMK were among the opposition leaders who were present in the meeting. Union Minister and JDU Leader Lalan Singh, Union Minister and JDS Leader H.D. Kumaraswamy, Union Minister and TDP Leader Ram Mohan Naidu and LJPR Leader Arun Bharati also attended the meeting. The UK government has called for a United Nations-led probe into the unrest that led to the resignation of former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and leaving the country yesterday. Foreign Secretary David Lammy said the United Kingdom wants to see a peaceful and democratic future for the South Asian country. He said the last 2 weeks in Bangladesh have seen unprecedented levels of violence and tragic loss of life. He urged all sides to work together to restore calm under a transitional government. President Draupadi Murmu presided over the community reception with the Indian community and Friends of India in Suva, the capital city of Fiji. Addressing the gathering, President Murmu said she feels at home in Fiji and expressed happiness to see Indian origin people keep their culture and values intact. The president said she was happy to know that Girmit Divas is a holiday and also that Hindi is an official language in Fiji. President Murmu is on a two-day state visit to the Pacific Island nation. India will host the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, or BIMSTEC, Business Summit today in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will inaugurate the three-day business summit this evening. Keynote addresses will be delivered from Commerce and Industries Minister Piyush Goyal and other leaders. The event will also feature several ministers of the BIMSTEC member states, along with high-ranking government officials, policymakers, entrepreneurs, and industry associations. India will host its first multinational air exercise, Tarang Shakti 2024, in Sulur, Tamil Nadu, from today. Nearly 10 of the 30 participating countries will join the exercise with their fighter aircraft. The exercise is being conducted in two phases, which aims to showcase India's defence prowess and provide a platform for participating militaries to foster interoperability. In Kerala, the authorities today began search for more bodies at the Sunrise Valley area of Suchipada in Wayanad. A 12-member team comprising two trained forest officials, four members of the Special Operations Group, and six army men were airdropped in the area due to difficult terrain. A helicopter has been kept ready to bring bodies. 40 teams comprising 1,300 strong army personnel and over 1,000 volunteers are continuing search operations in the region for the eighth day today. The IMD has forecast fairly widespread to widespread rainfall with isolated heavy falls over northwest and east India during next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today and over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 10th of this month. In Paris Olympics today, Indian men's table tennis team will face China in the round of 16. In wrestling, Vinesh faces Japan's Yui Susaki in the 50kg women's freestyle. In the women's 400m repechage round, Kiran Pahel will be trying to progress forward. In men's hockey, India will take current world champion Germany in the semi-final match. Defending champion Neeraj Chopra will launch his campaign in the men's javelin throw in qualification Group B round. And with that, we end this news bulletin.